Blog Talk Radio.
About the bride of the Lamb, Jesus Christ, amen. Oh God, Revelation chapter 19, amen. Revelation chapter 19, verse 7. Heavenly Father, we just thank you again for your magnificent grace. We thank you for your understanding and your mercy. We just ask that you will continue to give us your wisdom for all that you have needed and will need us to do, Father. We just ask for that wisdom. We ask for that understanding. Oh, God, we ask for your spirit to be able to guide us and lead us according to all revelation, Father. Oh, God, we just thank you. We know that you are the bridegroom, and we are the church. Oh, God, we just ask for your preservation, Father, that you may preserve us as your wife. Oh, God, we just thank you and magnify you, for it is in Jesus' mighty name that I pray. Amen. Amen. God bless you. Revelation 19:7 reads as follows. It says, let us be glad and rejoice and give honor to him, for the marriage of the Lamb is come, and his wife hath made herself ready, and to her was granted that she should be arrayed in fine linen, clean and white. For the fine linen is the righteousness of saints. And he said unto me, right blessed are they which are called unto the marriage supper of the Lamb. And he said unto me, these are the true sayings of God. Hallelujah. These are the true sayings of God. Amen. Excuse me for a minute. Amen. Again, we are talking about, amen, Jesus Christ, who is the bridegroom, and we are the church. We are the bride of Christ. Amen. So the Bible tells us in Revelation that we are to rejoice. This is the call to the marriage, amen, as the bridegroom are prepared to marry the church, amen, unto himself, amen, hallelujah. We have to understand that God is doing a work in us, amen, to be able to prepare us, amen, for this particular wedding, amen. You even in a worldly marriage, you just don't get any bride. A man chooses a bride in which he honor and respect and cherish with all of his heart. Amen. It's the same way with God. God will choose, amen, amen, the bride whom which he desires. And this bride have to be doing specific things in which God has commanded him to do. I ask the question on this morning, are you doing those things that God has commanded you to do? Amen. Pertaining to him being the bridegroom and you being the bride. What are you doing, amen, as the wife of the bridegroom, to prepare yourselves, to get yourself ready? You know, in a worldly situation, before the wedding, amen, the bride, amen, is using the bridesmaids to get her prepared to be received by the husband. Amen, and the husband is waiting there at the altar, ready to receive his wife, and his wife is getting prepared, amen, for his presence, amen, hallelujah. You don't come to the bridegroom looking any kind of way. You don't come to the bridegroom filthy. You don't come to the bridegroom dirty. You don't come to the bridegroom full of sin, amen. You are using the elements around you. You're using God. You're using the Spirit. You're using the people that he put into your life to prepare yourself, amen, for him. What is you doing today, church? Hallelujah. Are you just sinning and continue to live a life of dirtiness and filthiness? I ask you today, what is you doing today, amen, to be in the presence of your Lord and Savior? What is you doing, amen, to prepare yourself, amen? Amen. Amen. God is preserving the church in order for the church, amen, to be ready for this day. Amen. Preserve don't mean what you think it means. Amen. Hallelujah. I know your preacher or the preacher that ever told you, amen. But if you say that you are called or predestinated to be an elect of the church of God, amen. Hallelujah. You are preserved by Christ. That means that Christ is watching over you. Amen. Hallelujah. From the beginning point to the ending point. Hallelujah. And he knows all the things that you're going through because he allowed them to happen to prepare you for the marriage. Hallelujah. Oh, God, somebody need to help me here. We need to get ourselves ready. On that note, amen, I want to take you to the book of Ephesians. Hallelujah. The book of Ephesians, amen, chapter 5. Amen, and we're going to start at verse 25. Amen. The scripture says and reads as follows, and we're starting at verse 25 in 5 in the book of Ephesians. He said, husbands, love your wives even as Christ loved the church and gave himself for it, that he may sanctify and cleanse. Sanctify and cleanse it or her. Amen. It's supposed to be her there with the washing of the water by the word. So he's going to clean it and cleanse the church. The way he cleans the church is the washing. Amen. Amen. The washing. He's using the word washing in simulation with sanctifying. Amen. Amen. Through the word of God, it's the word that's washing him. He's not talking about no water cleansing. The word is what cleanses us. Hallelujah. The word is what sanctifies us, set us apart from men, evil men. Amen. Hallelujah. Well, verse 27 says this, that he might present, amen, her to himself a glorious church, not having spot or wrinkle, amen, or any such thing, but that it should be holy and without blemish. Holy and without blemish. When the bride come before the husband, when the bride come before Christ, he wants that bride holy and without blemish, amen. Oh God, without any guilt, amen, of sin in their life, amen. Can I get a witness here? Hallelujah. Meaning that they're going to be cleansed from that. Amen, that they may be able to be the bride in which Christ has chosen from the foundation of this world. Hallelujah. Oh, God. He's trying to sanctify us and cleanse us. What? By sending us through trials and tribulation through, amen, the highway, the journey, the way, amen, hallelujah, the narrow way. He sends us through these tribulations and trials that we may be able to be cleansed and purified from this world, from the elements of this world, from the deceptions of this world, amen, from the greediness of this world, amen, from the sins, lust of this world, amen. God knows what he's talking about. He knows what he's doing to us, amen. Amen. We have to pick up our cross daily, amen. We have to die to self daily to be able to be honorable before our Lord and Savior, Jesus the Christ. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I don't know what your preacher telling you, amen, but you are a bride
Don't no man want a dirty, filthy woman. Amen. Hallelujah. Can I get a witness here? And don't no woman want a dirty, filthy man. Hallelujah. Prepare yourself. Get yourself ready. Put your makeup on. Put your fine linen on like Christ said you was going to be in the righteousness of his will. Hallelujah. Can I get a witness here? Oh, God. Oh, God. We need to be ready. Amen. Ready. I said we need to be ready. Just like Freddy. Amen. Oh, God. Hallelujah. Oh, God, hallelujah. On that note, I want to take you to Matthew chapter 14. Amen, Matthew chapter 14. Amen. We always talk about love this and love that. Amen, amen. The love this. A lot of people, a lot of Christians don't even know what they're talking about when they're talking about love. Amen. There's basically two meanings of love in the Bible. Amen. One is agape and one is filial. Amen. One is filial is talking about the emotion, the touch of feeling, the affection. Amen. Hallelujah. That's the one that we're mostly talking about. Got it confused. Amen. With agape. Amen. Agape is following the commandments of God, walking in the commandments of God. Hallelujah. This is the love that you show on your husband, Christ, amen. When you come in before him, you show him love because he knows that you have walked in his commandments and followed his word and his direction. God knows on your journey you have did what you have supposed to do, amen. Hallelujah. St. Matthew 14, verse 15, it says, if ye love me, keep my commandments. That's a command. If ye love me, keep my commandments. Can you do that, church? Can you do that? Amen. Oh, God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, God. We're going to drop all the way down to verse 23 in the same chapter. The scripture says, Jesus answered and said unto him, if a man love me, if you love your husband, Jesus Christ, he said, he will keep my words. You will keep his words. If you love him, oh God, it's the oh God. And my Father will love him, oh God, and he will come unto him and make our abode with him. Amen. He'll dwell in you. Amen. Oh God. Because he knows that you love him and he loves you. There's nothing more than people knowing that they loved by somebody else. Oh God. Hallelujah. In verse 24, and he that loveth me not, keep not. My sayings. Oh God, this how you show love. Oh God, this is how you show love. It's not about affection. Oh God, that's a different kind of love. Oh God, hallelujah. Oh God, keep his sayings and the words which ye hear is not mine, but the Father which sent me. If you love Jesus, you will keep his words. Well, what is his words? It's his commandments. The Bible. If you love him, you will keep his words. The Bible says if you love your husband, you will reverence him. You will respect him and honor him. I don't see the women even doing that in the world. How are you going to do it in Christ? You don't respect and honor your husband. You don't do it now. And yet you scripture. Amen. Hold on. Men don't respect God. If they did, they would be in the churches today. Amen. But yet the women are filling the churches without the men. Why? The men have no reverence, no respect, no honor, no fear for their God. And they're claiming, church, hallelujah, they're claiming to be a bride. You ain't no bride if you don't honor your husband. Hallelujah. You filthy, nasty, and dirty, and you don't belong to Christ. Hallelujah. Oh, God. Hallelujah. Oh, God. Amen. Hallelujah. Oh, God. I got one more scripture in this particular text. Amen. Let's go back up to 6, verse 6. Amen. 14, Gospel of John, verse 6, it says, Jesus said unto them, I am the way, the holdos. Amen. That word way is holdos in the Greek. Amen. Oh, God. Hallelujah. He is the way. Amen. Oh, God. I say he is the holdos, the way. Oh, God. Oh, God. God is the journey. He is the journey. He is the highway. Amen. He knows everything we're going through because he put us on that highway. We know we have to suffer for his sake. He said we was going to suffer, not be rich. You need to stop listening to these lying preachers about being rich. The Bible never told you you was going to be rich. Hallelujah. He told you was going to need to go the narrow way, not the wide way. Oh, God, there's two different roads we can go on, the wide road or the narrow road. You go the wide way, it's destruction, amen. Oh, yeah, you're going to have some fun on that way, but you're going to bust hell wide open. You go the narrow way, you're going to receive the tribulations of this life, the neglection of this world. Hallelujah. Can I get to witness him? That is the holy way. He is the way, the suffering way, the suffering Messiah, the suffering way, church. He is the way and the truth. Hallelujah. And the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. Oh, God, no man coming to the Father but by him. Oh, God, hallelujah. Oh, God, hallelujah. Oh, God. Oh, God, we want to thank Jesus because we know that some people is not going to understand. Amen. These are some of the things the church need to do to prepare herself. Amen. Prepare yourself for your husband. Oh, God. The way that you reverence him, do his word. The way that you honor him, speak his word. Hallelujah. Oh, God. Hallelujah. Matthew 22:10, starting in our last scripture reading for this hour. Verse 10 says, so those servants went out into the highways, amen, that's that way, hold those again, and gathered, amen, together all as many as they found, both had bad and good. And the wedding was furnished with guests. And when the king came into the guests, we saw he saw that there are man which had not on the wedding garments. And he said unto him, Friend, how comest thou in hither not having a wedding garment? And he was speechless. Then said unto the king, to the servants, Bind him a hand and foot, amen. Take him away and cast him into the outer darkness. There shall he weep and garnish of teeth. For many are called, but few are chosen. You're not going to sneak into heaven, church. Hallelujah. Can I get a witness here? You're not going to sneak into heaven. Amen. You need to be ready. When God calls you for this marriage, you need to be ready. Amen. Oh, God. Are you going to be like this man? Amen. Oh, God. Trying to back those ways, amen. And God sees his dirtiness. He sees his filthiness, oh God, and which no one else could see, amen. He sees through his disguise, amen. Oh God, just like Satan. Satan disguise is temporarily, amen. Just like our evil doings are temporarily. But sooner or later, God gonna pull the cover off. Hallelujah. He's gonna give us that revelation. He's gonna give us that knowledge. He's gonna give us that wisdom. He's gonna give us that understanding to be able to look at someone and say, he's not heaven bound. He's not the wife of the bride. He's not my wife, God would say.